الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If I cannot act like Malik al-Ashtar will, it is good if I can get close to how he was, and I am hopeful that our country will become an Islamic one, that our youth become Muslims and devoted to Islam. The second command of Allah, the Blessed and Exalted, to Prophet Moses is remind them of the days of Allah. All days belong to Allah, but certain days have special characteristics because of which they become the days of Allah. The day on which the noble prophet migrated to Medina is the day of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, he said that those who claim that they are the Shia or the true followers of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam and follow him should follow him in words, actions, writing, and other things. In this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is referring to the practical aspect of when we say we are following someone, when we say we are the Shia. Obviously, the word Shia means the follower. In the Quran, we have the Shia of Musa, Shia of Ibrahim. There are different words like the followers of the Ibrahim, followers of the Musa. So the Shia word, it means that the follower. And when we are ascribing us to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we say that we are the follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it means that we must follow him in the word, in action, in writing, and in all other things. We must follow him practically. That is the summary.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
There are people who say that they are the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who call themselves as the Shia. But whenever there is a practical aspect, whenever Islam needs them, we do not find them next to the Islam. You do not find them in the place where they should help Islam with their actions. For example, when other mu'mineen, other believers, they need their help, they're not helping them. Maybe financially, maybe they can support them psychologically, maybe they can just support them with the words. So practically, they should be there in order to help. For example, whenever there is a mustadhaf, there is someone who is oppressed in the world, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he used to raise his voice against the oppression. Therefore, his follower must also raise his voice for the oppressed ones. They should raise their voice against the oppression, against the oppressors, and they should be on the side of the oppressed ones. This is the character which we see from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. When we look at the life of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we see that he has justice in his life. Where is the justice in our life? Therefore, we must follow him in word, action, writing, and all other things, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa